The Last Agent by Robert Dugoni, performed by Eduardo Ballerini. Freedom did not come the day a jury exonerated Charles Jenkins of espionage, and federal judge Joseph B. Hardin declared him free to go. It did not come when the deadline for the government to appeal the juror's decision passed. Though Jenkins was not physically incarcerated for the remainder of his life, and grateful for the jury's decision, his true freedom did not come until today, 6 months after the jury's verdict and Hardin's proclamation. He returned home from his morning run, entered his office, and wrote the last check to the last security contractor hired by his former company, CJ Security. His business had provided security to the discredited international investment firm LSR&C. That LSR&C had been a CIA proprietary and not a legitimate investment company, and that it had retained CJ Security under these false pretenses did not matter. Jenkins had been lied to, defamed, shot at, and nearly imprisoned for life because of LSR&C's deception. But CJ Security's contractors and vendors had no part in any of that either. They had performed their services pursuant to a written contract, and they were entitled to be paid. His attorney had recommended bankruptcy to get out from under the contractual obligations. Jenkins had rejected that advice. He would not right a wrong with another wrong. "Negotiate a payment schedule. I'll make it work," he'd said. And he had done so. Not by accepting the six-figure book deal a publisher offered him to write of his escape from Russia and of a subsequent trial and acquittal of the espionage charge. He'd also refused to sell any of the acreage of his Camino Island farm. He'd paid off his debts the old-fashioned way. He'd worked his ass off. He performed investigative services, served subpoenas, and did background checks on employment candidates for any business that would hire him. He made organic honey, lip balm, and hand cream from his beehives and sold those products at a store in Stanwood and online. He divided his pasture and boarded horses, and he cut and sold cords of firewood. He'd done what he needed to do to pay his debts and support his wife and two children. Jenkins licked the back of an envelope and sealed the final payment to the final contractor. He stared at the address label, feeling a sense of accomplishment, but also betrayal, a bitter pill that left a taste more unpleasant than the envelope glue. "Let it go," he told himself. He considered Max, his mottled pit bull asleep at his feet. "You ready to go outside, girl?" Max instantly rose, her tail whipsawing the air. Jenkins had taken his early morning run without his trusted companion. Max was certainly willing, but she was also long in the tooth. Her joints would thank him for leaving her at home 3 of the 5 days he ran. In between, she gobbled a glucosamine to ease her joint pain. 15 minutes later, Jenkins had changed into his work coveralls and drunk a morning protein shake. He'd increased his workout regimen and started a plant-based diet that had cut another 5 pounds. He now carried 225 pounds on his 6'5" frame.